vulnerability, which we think is honestly just perfect for this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Table Talks, where deeper conversations are something highly sought after but rarely explored. And I have with me, as always, my lovely co-host, Alyssa.
Hi, sunflowers.
How are you today, dear?
Just fucking peachy. Are you good on that?
We went from chipper to just fucking peachy.
Dude, the day set in for me. I was feeling chipper. For anyone that doesn't know, we record ahead of time. So yeah. Doing two today. And I was feeling really chipper. And now the afternoon exhaustion, my nap time has like kicked in. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready for food and bed.
Yeah.
But I'm peachy. That's fair. I'm still good.
Right.
We're still happy. It's yeah. Still kicking. How are you?
I'm good. I'm also feeling the afternoon lull kick in because I'm definitely 100% wanting to put a sweatshirt on and just, like, cuddle up in my bed with my AC and not do anything else the rest of tonight. So, we're taking a lighter episode today.
My favorite episode, honestly. Yes.
Usually lots of tears. We're doing diving in deep number freaking three, baby. I can't believe we're already on number three. This is wild, which means number four is coming up, which means, oh my God, babe.
What?
It's almost been a year. August 2nd is a year.
What?
What? August 2nd is a year.
That's like next month.
Babe, I think that's when this episode comes out.
It definitely does. It's like August 5th, I think, or something.
Oh.
Holy crap. Full circle, guys. Full circle.
Okay. Enlightening moment. Can't believe we've been doing this a year already. Are you ready?
We have to celebrate.
I know. We have to do something. I don't know what, but, like, we have to do something.
I think for this episode, I have to just give, like, a huge shout-out to everyone listening and a big, big, big thank you to you as my co-host, because how could I even fucking do this if you weren't here to have the other side of the conversation?
Very true.
And I think you bring a lot to it.
Thank you. Oh, this is so exciting. I can't believe we're already at a year mark. That's, like, really wild in my brain to think that, like, a year ago I was stuck behind a mic that was like, yeah, and then told, so when are you releasing it? And I was like, August 2nd. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to edit. I barely know how to fucking record. But August 2nd, I don't know what platforms it's going to be on. I don't know how it's going to get there, but I'm going to figure it out. And now here we are a fucking year later. Wild. That's the only words I have to say. Wild. Are you ready for diving in deep, number fucking three?
Well, speaking of words, though.
Oh,
we
yes.
We have to do our word of the week.
Yes.
Which we are picking.
Vulnerability. Which we think is honestly just perfect for this episode. It usually brings a lot of vulnerability and lets both of us in this lovely card stack let us both be vulnerable.
Opening those feelings.
For sure.
So, if you don't know, vulnerable means that you're willing to show emotion or to allow one's weakness to be seen or shown. I think it's a great word. I actually do use this a lot in my vocabulary. I tend to use it like I feel really vulnerable telling you this right now. Like,
absolutely.
Something where I'm describing that it's making me uncomfortable or like I'm really trying to offer you my genuine self. Please, like, don't judge me.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. 100%. Yeah, I think that's just a perfect... I'm not going to say anything because that just perfectly describes being vulnerable.
All right. Well, with that, let's get into this episode. And we'll remind everyone of the rules of the game. Jocelyn and I don't play the real rules. We're playing We're Not Really Strangers. Lovely fucking card game. I really do recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But there are three levels of cards. We are going to take the deck, split it off, and just go back and forth. And then we do the final card at the end, which is usually where the tears happen.
Yes, absolutely, 100% of the time. Also, I just want to say, like, if we are two people that have known each other for a very long time now, which I don't even want to say how long because it makes me sad that we're getting that old. But we've known each other for a very long time, and we're still two people that, like, do this card game and, like, learn something new about each other.
I was going to say, so, I still learn new things about you all the time. Yeah. And, like, you evolve as a person just as I do, so, like, things just change.
Yeah, and, like, even though we're so interconnected and our lives are so intertwined, especially with the podcast. Yeah.
We always say we're so the same.
Right, we're like, we're still so different and have very different perspectives on, like, these questions, one and two, and also, like, the way we go through life and live it, like, is very different. And it's so interesting to do this card game because it really gives me a different perspective of someone who has very similar morals and background as I do.
Honestly, if we were to have a guest on the show, I really think this would be the first thing that I want to do with them. Be like, hi. Mm. Maybe we play level one only, but, like, I want to get to know you. Let's dive in.
Yeah, because we're definitely not those people to have those, like, surface level conversations, and I know that we've said that multiple times, so let's just do it. Level one.
All right, level one. Let me just do a nice little shuffle here.
Get you guys some card ASMR. All
right, level one, as a reminder, is perception.
I like this one. Okay. Ooh. Do you think I was popular in school? Explain.
I do, from the time that I know you. I don't know what happened, because you went to a different middle school and stuff from me, but when I knew you in high school, honestly, because maybe it was just because you were very extroverted, but, like, I can't say that I didn't put you with, like, the, what I thought were the actual popular people in high school, like, the people I wouldn't even begin to, like, where look to start. At. Like, I feel like I'd offend them just looking at them, but... Yeah. I think that you were really popular because you just, like, had this energy and you really, like, brought all of that to school. Like, I was, like, barely awake and, like, up at 6, 7 a.m. and you were just, like, so lively there and, like, you just wanted to be friends with everybody. Like, you, when we became friends, you just, like, welcomed me the fuck in. You were just like, oh, you're somebody else's friend? Whoop! We're friends now. And I was like, ah, that's so nice!
And I was like, oh, hi. I was like, so there's this person and this person and this person and this person. And, yeah, welcome to the group.
Like, it really was. I just felt very welcome. And I think that made you feel very, like, popular to me.
Yeah. Okay. Fair.
Cards to you.
I'm only going to split the deck. I've been watching way too much blackjack lately. My boyfriend's been watching.
I love shuffling cards.
My boyfriend's been watching way too much blackjack lately, I should say.
What does my Instagram tell you about me? Nothing.
First of all, it doesn't say very much. But I think it does say that you have an aesthetic.
Yeah.
It's either grunge or it's soft, cute, and cuddly. Those are the aesthetics.
I don't know if it's that extreme, honestly. It's like an ever-changing aesthetic flow. But, like, it's definitely changed over the recent years. But my Instagram is... such a weird volume of time.
Yeah, like, it doesn't accurately describe you in any way.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody's social media does. Yeah. I would also consider it like a highlight reel at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I started it in high school. Like, I didn't even have social media until I was, like, of agreeable age, like, according to the terms. Like, I didn't have a Facebook until I was, like, 16 or whatever. But I just did not. It was all through high school. It was such a weird stage. I was posting random fucking shit.
High school, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. Social media was so new. It wasn't the highlight reel. It was literally just, like, post whatever the fuck you want.
I, like, looked back and I took a couple photos off and I was like, why did I take a picture of that? Like, what is this? Like, I'm sorry. What? But, like, it has. It's just changed and evolved. And honestly, I don't even post on social media now. It's just, like, not something I'm interested in. I do post for the podcast.
Right.
But I don't.
Sharing your personal life in that way is not interesting to you.
No.
Yeah, and that's okay.
It's weird, like...
I envy you sometimes for that.
Why?
Because I'm over here like, oh my god, I, like, want to post this, but, like, I feel like I can't post that because it's not like this, and then like this, and, like, oh, it doesn't have my aesthetic, so, like, I can't do that. So, like, to not have a care in the world to even post one fucking thing, and I'm like, I wish.
I get those moments. Like, I'll take a bunch of photos. Like, when I went to the flower garden, I have so many pretty photos. I'm like, I want to post them all, but, like... I think it's also the stuff that comes in, like, involved in all of social media. Like, it's not only, like, the comment, the liking, like, dealing with how many likes you get. Like, that used to bother me a lot. And then, like, it's the editing or, like, picking out the photo. Like, that's just so much extra effort. And I'm like, I could just enjoy the flower garden, like, the experience that I had.
Yeah.
And no one has to know about it.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I used to, like, go through my camera roll and now how little I do that. Because when I look at my camera roll, it's like a what should I post on social media roll, not a what are my memories like roll.
Okay. I do have a side note on that one, though, because I will say, because I don't post as much and I'm not worried about posting on social media, I find myself taking less photos of myself, not of other things, all the activities I'm doing, but of myself. And that is something I do wish that, and I plan on picking back up, because I was like, I looked back and I don't even have a selfie, like, more recently with, like, even my current hair. Like,
right.
I think I'm blonde or, like, I have purple or blue hair. And I'm like, wow, I haven't taken a selfie in that long.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? Like,
yeah, I took, like, a huge step back from social media after high school. I just, like, wasn't about it. I was like, I'm not pretending or, like, trying to please any group of people. Like,
yeah.
I feel like high school, I was really trying to attract a bunch of people, and that's why I was on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, eh.
Not about that anymore.
Nope. Thank you. Okay, ASMR.
Yeah, she will give you all of that. I will not.
I love ASMR. It's one of my favorite things.
Okay. Ooh.
Ooh, what?
You might actually know the answer to this question. How many speeding tickets do you think I've gotten in my life?
Oh my gosh. I actually don't know much about your driving history.
Oh, wow. I really thought you knew.
I'm going to go with, like, 3.
Close.
4.
2.
Oh.
Right? 2? No, actually, I think I've gotten 1. And then I think I got a ticket for something else, but it wasn't speeding. So 1. 1 actual speeding ticket. Oh, yeah, I got another ticket because I ran through a bus. It was 4 lanes. I couldn't see that the stop sign was out for the bus, okay? So technically 1, actually. Ha! Proud of myself. Damn. I was like, maybe it's more than 1.
And then
I was
you don't tell me about your driving history, though. You don't.
I just talk about my road rage.
That and, like, the accidents. You're like, oh, I got the damage on my car. And I'm like, I'm going to repair that. Like, you don't say, like, oh, my God, I have a ticket.
Yeah, and I think that's because I probably would tell you if I got a ticket.
I think I've become a granny when I drive now.
Yeah, I'm not that big. Like, especially because I take back roads a lot right now. Like, to and from work. Like, to work is, like, highway because it's quick. But, like, from work, it's, like, back roads. And, like, it's a literal straight shot through, like, lights and stuff. And, like, there's no way to go fast. There is a bunch of traffic. There is no way to go fast. I literally go, like, maybe max 45. Like, I'm not going anywhere quickly. So that's also why I don't think I'm getting any speeding tickets. Like,
okay, recently. I hope to live my life without getting a ticket. Like, knock on wood. Who do you think my celebrity crush is?
The guy on TikTok, Whole Potato. That man's now a celebrity. Technically, he's got a little blue dot, I think.
Is that not
considered a celebrity?
I would consider that still an influencer or a content creator, personally.
Okay.
Although, shout out to Whole Potato, because, like, you just have the whole vibe.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, only potatoes, like, great fucking name.
Okay, like, actual celebrity crush.
There's so many, and there's so...
I have none, because I think of all of, like, I think 2D men, and I was like, I don't really know your 2D men, and they're not celebrities, so, like, those people don't count. I have no idea, genuinely. So, who?
Honestly, it evolves. I love and appreciate everybody. So, like, I could just get behind anybody. So sometimes it's men, sometimes it's women.
It depends on the day.
Like, the people that stand out to me a while back, like, it was Alexander Skarsgård. He's, like, originally from True Blood, but he's done a bunch of other things. I love the guy from Good Girls. He's very hot.
Okay, I haven't seen that, so, okay, I'll trust you.
I, like, really love just, like, I don't, it's, like, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah, I just think she's a kick-ass.
Yeah, and she's just, like you said, there's a whole thing about her that's, like, between genuine and, like, I fuck shit up, and, like, I'm also, like, totally badass at the same time.
Yeah.
There's a level of, like, that respect right
yeah.
there. Like,
but, honestly, my current celebrity crush, which you should know, is Ashnikko, because she's fucking...
Oh, yeah, okay, that's true. I did know that. I did know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you do know I that. Do you just don't know that. I follow her on Instagram.
You're on Instagram for more than the podcast?
When I switch to mine from the podcast, she's the first one that comes up, and I'm like, double tap.
Double tap, dead ass.
Your turn.
Yep. Okay. Do you think I'm usually early on time or late to events? Explain.
Early.
Yeah. Explain.
What is there to explain? You're, like, really prepared and punctual.
Yeah, I don't like to be late, because...
I feel like I have more of a reason to be explain my lateness than you
yeah,
do my
true.
Early
true. Punctual. Yeah, no, I'm definitely early. I don't
is there a reason why you're early?
Yeah, because I've watched my father my entire life be made fun of because he's late to everything. So, like, and I'm conditioned.
It's a real
early.
Thing, though.
Yeah.
People, like, poke fun at you for being late, and I'm like, but time doesn't exist.
It's a false reality. Yeah.
But also at the same time, I'm like, do I wake up at a certain time? And if it's not time, what do I call it? Like, is it just that I wake up at a certain part of the day because I'm used to waking up at the same part of the day?
Yeah.
Is that my circadian rhythm?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's why we sleep more in the winter, summer. No, we're awake more.
You mean seasonal depression?
Yeah.
Wow, right on the same lines. Do I seem like a morning person or a night owl? Why?
Oh my god, you're a night owl, 100%.
This question is invalid. I am a middle of the day person.
I choose letter C, please. Yeah, I would say you're more of a night owl than you are a morning person.
That is true. I refuse to speak to, like, anybody for the first hour of my day. Could be minimum hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't talk to me. Unless I wake up, like, really chipper.
Which you said you have been recently. So
I know.
Like
wow. When I'm making conversation in the morning, like, something good's happening. I'm beautiful. I'm happy. Living my best life.
Or are you just genuinely not giving a fuck anymore?
No, because the reason I don't like talking to people in the morning is because I spend the rest of my day talking to other people and or having to talk to other people, like, it's a requirement.
Yeah, it's part
and
of
so
your
like
job.
My morning is like my peace. Just like the reason I would consider myself a night owl is because, like, I could just find that little bit of solace, so I could just, like, do whatever and
yeah.
hang out with my own thoughts.
That's fair. Okay.
End card.
We have a wild card.
Ooh, what are we doing?
Think of your favorite childhood TV show of all time, and on the count of three, say it out loud, both of us.
Oh, there's so many.
I
That's
already
not
have
fair.
Mine. I already fucking have mine.
My favorite childhood TV show?
Yeah, I already have mine.
It's way too many. It's way too many. You're looking like the TV child.
I wasn't even a big TV child, though. So...
I don't even, like, know what channel to pick. Like, is it Disney? Is it Nickelodeon? Is it Cartoon Network? Like, is it PBS? Like, I don't fucking know.
Oh, you make a good point. PBS has some good ones, but, like, I am going with my first initial response. Okay, I'm gonna start counting down soon, and you're just gonna.
I'm just
gonna
say a random one, honestly. I, like, have favorite TV shows, but they're not coming to mind because there's just too many I'm thinking of. Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Spy Girls.
The Magic School Bus.
Okay, that's actually not a bad one. My second choice was the Cyber Security. Cyber.
What? Like Code Lyoko?
No.
I don't.
There's a cyber. I don't know. There's a bunch of people there inside a game. And there's, like, a villain. He's fucking, like, a vampire almost.
You were giving the most vague...
I can literally see it, but I can't tell you. There's a robot. There's a fucking a girl and a guy. Like, children. She wears pink. He wears green. Oh, my God. I'm literally gonna Google this right the fuck now.
There's just so many. Like, Courage the Cowardly Dog. Tom
hated
and
that
Jerry.
One. That was a
what?
I hated Courage the Cowardly
Why?
Dog. I was terrified. terrified.
Oh, that show freaked me the fuck out. That's the whole great point. No,
yeah, that's exactly why I don't watch horror movies. I don't like to be scared. I'm good. The rest of my life, like, internally is
like good any enough. Disney show, like Sunny with a Chance, That's So Raven, Zach and Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. No. There's so many options. There's just so many options. Any Disney Channel movie?
Yeah, but Cyber Chase. I thought it was
the one with the, like, the weird pelican bird.
Yeah, isn't he a fucking robot?
Yeah, he is kind of half robot. Okay.
Yeah, this is the guy I was thinking of. He looks like a fucking vampire.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I used to watch that show. That was, like, really young. If I was going young, I'd probably say Clifford. Clifford the Big Bird Dog.
That's why I was like, what age range are we going for? Because, like, if we go young, I'm going to choose, like, Cyber Chase. But if we go a little older, I'm going to definitely choose, like, Spy Girls.
There's just too many.
Spy Girls was, like, the advanced
Powerpuff Girls. Oh, my God. You mean Totally Spy? Totally Spy is, like, the three girls in the latex suits, green, red, green, red, yellow.
Yeah, that's Totally Spies?
Yeah, that's Totally Spies, baby.
Oh, the Spy Girls.
Spy Girls!
I really did.
I think there's a show or an anime called, like, Spy Family.
Yeah, no, it's definitely called Totally Spies.
Yeah, I know. I used to really like that show.
Yeah. I liked her little, like, makeup thing.
She would
Her
compact?
Out. Yeah, and then she'd just, like, look around. And then she'd whip out the lipstick, and she would... It was like a laser. I fucking loved that show.
See, I really liked the beginning, because every time Jerry wanted them, they would just, like, drop out of the floor or something. Like, that... It's really funny.
I fucking loved it.
Do I have to give this to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're really determined.
I'm trying.
Do you think I intimidate others? Why or why not?
I think you do. But only to those that literally have no idea about you.
Why do I look do I look intimidating?
Yeah, sometimes your resting bitch face is like... I'll fuck your shit up.
On par.
Sometimes it is literally like, I will fuck your shit up. So, yes. Yeah, sometimes you were very intimidating looking. Sometimes I'm like, is she in a good mood today or not?
I, like, can't even turn it off. It's like, my facial expressions just don't...
exist?
They're like, nah. Also, like, I've realized that I raise my eyebrows all the time to, like, look more pleasing. And then I, like, put them down. I'm like...
wow.
All right. We're going to do one more round, then we're going to move to level two.
This is a wild card. What color are my eyes? It says close your eyes, what color are my eyes? So that's why I had to...
I was like, they're, like, pretty blue. I was like, there's, like, little patches of green.
Yeah, accurate. I was like, fuck, it's a wild card. I got to close them before I ask. And I was like, wait, read the question again real quick. What is it?
If you were to buy me a present knowing nothing about me other than what I look like, what would it be?
That's not even a fair question, because I know more about you than that.
Well,
so
you have to be unbiased and not think about that. And just only, only upon my appearance, what would you buy me?
Lord have mercy.
John Stamos?
Another celebrity crush coming in hot. Childhood celebrity crush.
Wasn't he everybody's?
Yeah.
Honestly, didn't. No.
I got nothing.
You're buying me nothing?
I know. How rude.
It's off of my appearance.
I know. It would either be an eyeshadow palette or earrings. Those are the two things I'm saying.
Sounds accurate. I'm wearing both.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay, if I'm going off of appearance, like, those are the two things that I see initially. No, that's fine. Okay.
Alright, we are going to move on to level two.
Maybe.
Level two is connection.
Boop, 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 boop. Woo. All right. How are you, really?
At my last wit's end. On the verge of something new that I don't know about yet.
Okay.
Feeling very comfortably numb.
Okay. So that's why you've been so chipper.
I think I give no fucks right now because I'm so comfortable.
Okay.
Like, I think the point in my life that I'm at right now, there's a lot happening. I'm dealing with a lot. So it's like, how can you deal with everything? So I'm definitely disassociating. Like, let's just be honest.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I've gotten to the point where, like, I'll feel a little numb. Like, I don't want to feel, I'm a people pleaser. We talked about this.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want to even consider anyone else's feelings.
But is that numb because you've been conditioned to think that caring about other people's feelings is having feelings rather than feeling about yourself is actually, like, feeling about yourself, not feeling numb?
I think that's a valid reasoning, but I don't think it's to me.
Okay.
I think
it's not the whole picture.
Like, when I say I feel numb, I just feel like I don't, like I said, I don't give a fuck. I just, like, don't want to care about what you have going on. I don't want to worry about other people's things. I don't want to deal with fixing your mess or anything else. Like, I'ma just do me. And me needs to take priority. We're going into the villain era, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, feeling that shit hard.
Okay. Fair. Thank you for your candor. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
No.
Oh. I'm gonna get an extra turn!
You sure you want an extra one?
Hey, it rolled off the tongue quite nicely.
It actually did. I was like, wow, she's being very candid. I'm enjoying it.
You know, it's like when you get so comfortable to your life that, like, you need to just toss shit up.
Yeah. Like, and I'm, you, like, need ultimate chaos.
And I'm also a goody two-shoes from, like, childhood. So, like, I'm like, when am I going to fuck shit up if not now?
Yeah.
Like, why not now?
Yeah. Fair. Also very fair.
Like, you want to fire me? Go ahead. Fire me. Like, I'm going to go party? Fuck that. I'm going to party.
Okay. Wild card staring contest.
All the wild cards.
I know.
We stare each other again. Like,
yeah. And then it says, first to blink must reveal a personal problem and ask your partner for advice on how they might handle it. We've done this one.
Yes, but I want to do this because then you're going to, maybe I'll lose this time. Although you're really bad at staring contests.
I'm terrible at staring contests.
Ready? We're going to close our eyes and on the count of three. All right. Close your eyes.
They're closed.
One, two, three.
Terrible.
Did I blink?
No, I don't think so.
I'm way too chipper for this shit.
They're
watering. I'm like,
you definitely did. I won! Oh my god, that's the first time, like, ever I think I'll win a staring contest.
Okay, what do I have to do?
First to blink must reveal a personal problem and ask your partner for advice on how they might handle it.
A personal problem?
Yeah. So maybe, I mean, I don't want to put stipulations around it, but, like, a problem that maybe you haven't, like, fully worked out for yourself, or one that you have, because I know you're not someone who reveals a lot before you have it mostly figured out, so give me something that either you have mostly figured out and you need input on, or something that maybe you are just realizing is a problem and you need
something. I don't know if it's a problem, but I think that my personal issue right now that I'm, like, thinking about for myself is, like, I know what I enjoy and what I don't, and, like, I know what I can be passionate about, but I haven't found, like, the full-on passion where I just, like, have that creativity, like, where I want to go after it fully, and that motivation. And so I'm questioning, like, if that's a thing for me.
Like, if having full-on passion is something you will ever,
yeah, like,
if, experience.
Like, because I kind of think of myself as, like, a jack-of-all-trades. You know, like, jack-of-all-trades, master of none, but there's, like, the second part of that quote, which is, like, but you're a master of a lot of things, which is good.
Right.
I kind of feel like I'm, like, that, and I don't know if I'll have, like, that once in a lifetime. I absolutely need to go after a passion.
You may not. And so I think for yourself, you need to settle on the fact that, like, you might not find this one passion. You might not find that one thing, but you also have to be open enough to try a million and one other things to find it and get past the point of wanting to give up, that it may become a passion. Because you're actually invested in it and you're like, oh shit, once I got over this hump, there's always that hump. There's always, like, that dip that they talk about when you, like, get into anything. There's always a dip. There's, like, you have all the dopamine and the serotonin and everything, and it's so exciting, and it's so new, and yada-da-da. But it's, like, when the newness starts to drop off, can you survive, like, coming through that dip and coming to the other side and being, like, wow, this is cool. I still like what I'm doing, even though, like, that wasn't great. Like, so, like, maybe that's what, maybe are, do you feel like you don't fully go after the thing, whatever that thing is?
I think I pursue a lot of, like, activities and stuff, like, things that other people might look at what I do and be like, oh, they're just, like, not doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, I find value and enjoy in a lot of things, even if it's as simple as just, like, watching movies and TV shows. But, like, even in relation to my job, like, people always talk about, like, oh, you need to find that passion. Like, I am one of those people that, like, would love to have a job that I'm wholeheartedly, like, passionate about. And I'm like, but is that actually going to be my life? Like, or am I going to find that job that I, like, find a lot of passion for? Or is it that, like, I just can't take priority and put that on my job like that? Like, I'm just going to work a 9-to-5 and then enjoy the rest of my life. But at the same time, I spend a lot of time at work, so I think I want to enjoy what I'm doing for work.
I think that's fair, but I think you can enjoy what you do for work without having it have to be your passion. I just was listening to a...
my life better if it was. I think that's what I'm stuck on.
Okay.
Because, like, I do spend, you spend 8 hours a day, yeah, Monday through Friday, like, on a good week. I don't want to spend 40 hours of each of my weeks not doing something that's, like, at least kind of enjoyable for me.
Okay, that's fair, but do you think that we've been conditioned by society to think that, like, our passion needs to be at work, and then we come home and we don't know what to do with ourselves? Because I feel like I've heard that other side of it, too, where someone's so passionate about what they do, and they're 100%, like, enveloped in it, and then when they step outside of it, they realize that they have, like, nothing else in their life except for this one thing.
Oh, I definitely think that that is society's, like, standard that they put upon it, and, like, it's always, like, the work harder and play later.
Yeah.
I haven't personally felt like that because I've always put value in play, and, like, I didn't want to live to work.
Mm-hmm.
But
I also think you find a lot of passion in just living life as it is.
I think I do, but I think it also, like, loses some of its shine sometimes. Yeah. And then, like, I saw something about people always needing to, like, gain new experiences, and if you're not doing new experiences, your life can just feel very, like, either quick or just, like, very slow and monotonous. And I was like, I can appreciate that because I do. I really like new experiences, but, like, do I have enough time, mental capacity, money to throw new experiences into my life all the time around a job that I don't necessarily enjoy?
Mm.
And it's like, well, where do I go from there? I think is that problem I'm trying to work for myself. Because, like, around 25, I had that, you know, normal quarter life crisis. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? Like,
yeah.
I'm working a job, but, like, it's not, like, my end goal job. Like, right. I'm always doing this forever.
Which we've talked about privately.
I loved my animal work job. Like, I really do. But if it's not going to give me the benefits and the stability that I need financially, then it's not my cup of tea. Because I need both. I want to enjoy my job and also have it sustain me.
Okay. And then, so, like, have you considered doing what, like, I've seen a lot going around is where you work really fucking hard in the job that you're doing and, like, budgeting for X amount of years, and then you take 2 years off to explore and go through that money that you've saved for yourself in order to find something that is better for you, and it will only increase your pay raise? Because
I would absolutely love to, like, I have so many things of, like, to-dos, to-wants. We just talk about want lists. Like,
yeah.
I have a want list that's a mile long, but it just doesn't feel viable right now because of where I'm at. I don't have money saved. I'm, like, making bills and I have a little bit money left over, but I don't have enough to, like, really build a savings for myself. I don't feel like I would be able to sustain myself if I just went on the road and traveled. Like, that gives me anxiety. I was, like, thinking about moving out of the country after all the bullshit that's been happening around the news lately, and I was like, if I moved out of the country, like, I would just have to start off and just, like, somehow find a job And, like,
but you could do that before you left. Because you'd have to have a visa to go to another country.
Agreed. But it's, like, I never fly by the seat of my pants.
But you don't have to.
But this I think I want to. Okay. I want to. But it's, like, my brain doesn't get over that little jump. It's
okay, like, so why don't you just start small by doing things by the seat of your pants, like... The way that I kind of got over, like, almost doing stuff alone and by the seat of your pants and, like, just kind of flying with it is, like, okay, one day this week, I'm going to go get myself a drink by myself at some bar that I don't know yet. So I think just start really small. I think you're thinking really big picture. You're having a me moment.
You read my mind because, honestly, I have...
Start small.
I have a concert I'm going to the weekend at the end of this month, and I'm... going by myself, which honestly does scare the shit out of me, but I also was thinking about going to a movie that I saw a commercial for, and I was like, what if I just go to the movies by myself? I've never been to the movies by myself.
Yeah, try, like, the little stuff by yourself before you start thinking about, like, that big leap of, like, oh, I'm just gonna buy a plane ticket and go here today because I feel like it.
Hey, you know me. I want to work it out at some point.
Yeah.
But, like, my brain, even as present-minded as I am, will still always think about all of the things that get me to that point.
Yeah.
And that's where it's, like, the hurdles.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I'm saying, like, start small. Like, whatever it is, the thing that, like, is holding you back, if it's the, you want to get over the jump of flying by the seat of your pants, or you want to get over whatever the little hurdle is that's in your mind, start, like, break it down really fucking small. Whether that's, you know what, today, I'm going to go to the office early. And I'm going to leave early. Because you know why? I fucking can. I'm an hourly motherfucker. And you'd be like, yep, that's that. I showed up at 7 today so I can go home at 4.
I would love to.
People would be like, who the fuck is this bitch? And you'd be like, yeah, that's right. Stun the motherfucker. What up?
I would stun myself if I showed up early.
Well, like, and I know that's, like, an extreme. But, like, think in, like, little terms like that. And I think, like I said, like, for me, the big, like, just kind of flying by the seat of my pants and doing something was always, like, I'm going to go get dinner for myself this week. Out in public by myself. And that started really, like, last summer when I had left my very toxic relationship and was like, I don't know what to do with my spare time. And I was like, I'm gonna go get myself a drink at my favorite place to eat. And then, you know what? We're gonna go from there. If I decide to get food, I'll decide to get food. But I'm gonna sit at the bar, I'm going to read a book, and I'm gonna enjoy a fucking drink. That is my only prerogative at this restaurant. And if I decide to do more while I'm there, great. If I decide not to and go home, also fine.
I think that's why I say I'm, like, on the verge of something, because I can definitely, like, feel it and, like, the comfortability, like, kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know how we're going to go.
And that's okay.
And that's fine.
And that's fine.
But for a person who's always had to, like, have some sort of control or, like, to be in control to help other people, that shit scares me. Because it's, like, you're just flying completely... out of control, and one can stop you, and you're just like, woo!
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that. I was, like, just listened to a podcast today about this girl where they literally put, like, a $30,000 deposit on a house, and then they moved to Costa Rica for the summer, and their plan was to move into this house because it needed a few things before they could move in. Their house went really quick on the market, so they were like, oh, fuck, like, let's just go to Costa Rica for the summer with the kids, and then we'll re-enroll them in our new school. They are now selling the house and moving to Italy for the next 3 months for the fall. And then after Italy, she's like, we think we're going to Bali, but, like, we also may end up in Norway. We don't know. Like, she's literally flying by the seat of her pants and just going where her intuition leads her. Like, all the power to her. But, like, that's a like, to me, I'm like, that is fucking terrifying. Not to have a home base. I don't have a home base. And I'm like, oh. I need, even if it's, like, a renovated van that is sitting in storage, I need that little space. That one thing that I can come home to that's home.
That tethered word really just, like, brought something to me, because I feel like if I was fully untethered, I don't know what I would... I think I'd feel very free and, like, kind of, like, more like myself, but it's really hard to become untethered because I feel like there's so many things tethering me, whether that's, like, relationships, friends, family, my job, my house, like, my car, like, those things, all of those things lead to feeling tethered to something.
So and
while that can be a good
thing,
it also can, like, put its toll on it, especially
absolutely.
For an overthinker like me.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. If everyone that you're worried about were to give you permission to go, what would you do?
Go.
Okay. So act like you have permission from all of them, because no one is going to give them permission. You have to give permission to yourself.
Oh, well, am I eating my own advice from a previous episode where I can't, go to the end of my days and be like, oh, I didn't live my life for me and I lived for others. Take it from me, right out of my mouth. I'm really good at giving advice but not taking it.
That's why you don't ask for it.
All right. Ooh, wild card. Finally, me. Questions are an art form. Create your own question. All right, Joss, you gonna create your own question?
Yeah. What is something you would ask a dead relative that you didn't get to ask them when they were alive?
I think my answer would be, what was your life actually like? Because I feel like I saw none of it. Especially my grandparents, my older relatives, I didn't get a chance to see them in their younger days. So I think it'd be really cool to honestly kind of going back in time if I could. If we're asking dead relatives anyway, it's hypothetical. Just to see how their lives were.
Yeah. My number one question, because I can remember it clear as day, is walking into my grandparents' house, and it was the last night that I saw my grandmother alive. Yeah, and I remember sitting there, and I remember wanting to ask both of them how they met. And I never asked that question.
Do you have an answer from, a different person or a relative?
I probably could ask, yeah.
But it wouldn't be genuine.
Right. So I don't think I've ever wanted to know the answer.
Oh, she's called the tears. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Joss, I want to hug you.
Yeah.
You really did bring the heat. Diving to depths below the surface.
Yeah, I think that's probably the one question I would ask them.
It's always so hard, especially when you bring in, death and, people that have passed, to be ask them a question. There's so many.
Oh my god, yeah. That's just one that in particular sticks out, because it was the last time I saw her alive. Mm. And I was and then she ended up very sick very quickly overnight and passed away the next day. And I remember sitting in the hospital room waiting for them to bring us back, and I'm not a person that sees dead people. I don't do it. I don't go to open caskets. I don't like seeing them dead. I like seeing them as they were when I last saw them.
Agreed.
So, yeah. And that was, I know I could have asked my grandfather for years to come until he had his stroke, but I never had the courage after that.
Oh, God.
We're taking a break.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You need a minute, it's okay.
No, I'm good. My eyes are just, they're going to be like this because they're...
Yeah, no. I know. Anytime I cry, I get the puffy eyes, the lip. What is it?
Wild card. Show the first photo in your fucking camera roll and explain. I don't even know. Is it legal?
The fact that there's a legal activity on your phone and it wasn't is this safe for you to look at? It's not a naughty photo.
I mean... Yeah, this is the last... I mean, I have a video, but because I'm compiling things, but that's my last photo. Have you... No, you're not on Twitter.
Can I say this out loud?
Yeah, it should be fine.
It's a photo, and it just says, if you find a squirter, merrier.
It's Radio Shack's Twitter. Radio Shack's Twitter's, making a fucking comeback, and, they're being... They called Lizzo fine as fuck. They, said a few other things, and,
Are they the new Wendy's? But, they're in the graveyard. Didn't they close?
They're now, entering into, NFT space and, shit like that.
I think so.
Yeah,
all right, so. This is going to be my last question for level 2, and then we'll go to level 3.
Perfect. More tears.
Woo! If you have, when was the moment you realized you weren't invincible?
Oh, yeah. For sure. I was camping. I don't even know how old I was. I was pretty young. I was somewhere between the ages of 8 and 10, I'd say 10 max. And I was biking, and I was there was this really big hill, and I was yeah, I'm fucking stoked about this hill. And I came around this hill, and there was a big boulder at the end. And I was oh yeah, I'm gonna fucking kick dirt. I'm gonna fucking take this corner so good. And when I tell you I did not take this corner so good, My whole leg on, like, this side, with, like, my right side was totally scraped. Like, my elbow still had gravel in it for, like, 3 days. And, like, oh, my God. Like, I went down hard. And that was when I think I really, like, first realized I'm not invincible. Like, bitch, slow the fuck down.
Oh, my gosh. I, like, have seen some of the, like, BMX videos on, like, terrifying. YouTube and stuff. And I'm like, he is just going at a fast rate of speed so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrifying. Yeah. I think that was definitely, like, the first time I realized I was not invincible.
All right. We are moving on to level 3, which is reflection.
The part that usually makes me cry.
I think the reflection, honestly, isn't as bad as level 2. Level 2 is where you, like, get the really hot seat questions. Yeah. And then these are just like, look back on the game and let me know.
Yeah, that's true.
No. What am I doing? It's my turn. I haven't gone.
So I was like, bitch, I think you need to go.
I keep handing you the cards because I think it's my turn.
And I'm like, no, like, I think you need to go so I can ask you a question. Okay. What can we create together?
This fucking podcast.
I know, I was like, why are you doing it?
I think, and I would love to at some point, which is what we talked about in the past, is open a refillable store. So any products that you can just come in and refill with whatever containers, and like a really nice eco-friendly store. I would love to create that with you.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Well, do you want to go again? Because I went like twice in a row.
Oh. Wow. Give me all the attention.
Yeah, bitch.
Wild card!
Take a selfie together. I like this one. We don't have enough fucking pictures together. We say it all the goddamn time. Perfect.
We'll throw it on the gram for y'all.
Yeah, right?
It's a behind the scenes of the closet, everybody.
Literally.
It's tiny as fuck.
It is, and it's hot as fuck because it's summer now. I'm wondering, have you seen those cool ice fans? Those, like, little bedside ones?
Oh, you, like, put the ice into it?
I think so. I don't know exactly how it works. I've just seen them on ads, so we should see if we can invest in that so it's not so loud. Oh god,
this one's interesting because of the wordage. If you could prescribe me one thing to do for the rest of this month, what would it be and why?
Journal every single day.
That's so hard.
5 minutes
for a person who doesn't journal,
right? That's why I'm like, if I could, that would be my thing.
I honestly I love writing, but I hate journaling. I can't even, like my disdain is there. If not because I only think about all of my thoughts out loud or like into my head, so right. I'm like, why am I gonna spend time
use journal prompts
down?
Every day, just use a journal prompt every day.
I'm going to do my best.
You can Google them. I can prescribe it to you. It doesn't mean you take the medication.
I have a
Pinterest
board of to-do lists and writing prompts, but, like, do we use them? Maybe verbally. Belshathon interlude! Just like the last episode. Now, bye. Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Oopsie. What parts of yourself do you see in me?
Parts of myself do I see in you?
I like this question. This is interesting.
I think as the years have gone by, I see a little bit more of myself in you, especially with, like, even just, like, the little mannerisms where,
oh my
like,
God,
you pick
so
up the
much.
Words. And, like, I think I do that for you, too.
Yeah.
But I see that, and then I'd see, like, my, like, calm and, like, level-headedness in you. Because you went through all, like, your phases, and then, like, it kind of, we just stayed friends throughout that time, and, like,
and
you
just
started, like, kind of
living out.
Yeah.
And now, look, someone's about to hit chaos mode.
Woo, you can be my support system.
Hell yeah, baby.
I wish I had your sense of humor, though, if I had to vice versa that shit.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have a sense of humor. It's really sarcastic and dark.
That's fair.
Dry.
I find you funny, and I don't find people that have dry humor funny.
Some people find me funny, too, but I'm not like, oh, I'm the jokester, I'm, like, the person making cracking jokes. Like, I don't think I'm making a joke and someone, like, starts laughing at it. I'm like, is that funny? Wait, is that funny? Oh, I'm gonna remember this so I can remember for next time.
You have said that to me. You're like, oh my god, you found that funny? I'm gonna have to remember this for next time. And I was like, of course I found that funny. What do you mean? That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think, like, if I would have put a characteristic to myself, I wouldn't put funny, because I find a bunch of other people that I find way funny, and I, like, laugh at everything they say, or they're just, like, so witty and can come up with, like, comebacks and stories and stuff, and I'm like, wow, so cool. And I don't, I'm, like, very sarcastic, or, like I said, it's very just, like, dry humor.
Yeah, okay.
How do our personalities complement each other? Oh, so many ways.
Oh, yeah, like, the yin and yang is fucking real. I think one way in particular that I see it is very much in the, you're much more present-minded and I'm much more big picture. Which is why, like, this podcast started. You were very present-minded and needing specific things to get a podcast started, and I was very much big picture of, like, I see ourselves in 5 years in a studio, like, in my fucking basement somewhere, your basement somewhere, like, recording a podcast for the last 5 years together. Like, that, I was very big picture.
I pictured the beach when you said it for some reason. I think I, like, just pictured, like, the wave, because, like, you're very up and out, and, like, we also have, like, moments of chaos. Like, you're, yeah, like, you were kind of chaotic, and, like, now I'm kind of being chaotic, and it just, like, balances out, like, us, the waves, and then, like, the sand, and they meet each other in the middle.
Yeah. Two very good answers, I do have to say so.
Not even my question, I'm answering it.
What am I most qualified to give advice about? Drugs. Mm.
I'm gonna go with sex and common sense.
Okay. Why common sense? I understand sex. Like, I've had enough of it. But, like, common sense?
Yeah, and I think it's in a weird way. Like, I know. Okay. It's not like, oh, well, that's common sense, and you explain it to somebody. Like, you just have, like, a lot of knowledge, or you'll be like, you're not even using your brain.
I do kind of call people out.
Yeah, like, you, that's exactly, you have, like, that ability to just, like, call people out, and, like, and
yeah, and, like, I have no shame up about it either. I'm just like, what the fuck? And they're like, what? And I'm like,
yeah.
They're like, oh. And I'm like,
yeah, that's why I think I call it common sense, because it's, like, kind of, like, back to reality.
Yeah, okay. All right. Fair. These are terrible for you. Oh, good choice.
Oh, I like this question.
Okay.
What would make you feel closer to me? I think this is a great question while you're thinking, because honestly, as much as I am a people person, at the same time, I find myself pulling away from people because I'm always around people. But, like, you're one of those people that have always been, like, I never get sick of you. I never fucking get sick of you. I could just, like, be around you all the time, be in constant contact with you, and I wouldn't fucking, it wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
Where, like, some people I do get sick of, so.
Yeah, you're like, I need a minute.
I feel like we're very close already, so I'm curious to know what would make you feel closer, or if it's, like, something where, you know how, like, we go months at a time, not now, but,
not
like,
now,
we used
but
to go,
used
like,
to.
Months at a time and, like, not see each other or talk to each other, and then we'd be like,
yeah.
Hey!
Yeah. No, I think for me, it's letting me in on your ideas sooner than you would like someone to be in on your ideas.
My ideas?
Yeah. So, like, you always are like, oh, like, I'm thinking about this thing, but it's not, like, it's not totally formulated yet, so, like, I don't want to speak on it. And I'm like, no, bitch, tell me, I want to be excited for you! And I, like, hold back because I'm like, that's who she is. Like, I have loved her through all the time she said these things, but I'm also like, I just want to be excited about the thing you're excited about. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. I want to know.
That's really interesting. I, like, totally could take that to heart, honestly, because, like, yeah, I really don't know why. I guess for me, I don't want to share something that, like, isn't either going to happen or, like, maybe I, like, fail at it and I don't like it and I'm like, back it up.
And that's fine. I think that's okay. But, like, I think it's... Do you think it's a fear of, like, people seeing you fail?
No, I think it's always, like, that thought in the back, like, shadow work. You know how, like, the things you do... What your success is, like, no one has to know about? I don't know. You know that quote I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Like, I feel like it's that. Like, I'm just gonna move about my life. But, like, I totally get why you would say that. Because, like, that... Why wouldn't I open up to be a closer person?
No, and it's fine. And, like, and that's why, like, usually if it becomes a full, like, formulated idea, you're like, hey, so I'm thinking about doing this. I'm like, oh, that sounds really good. I'm like, okay, so, like, what have you thought about? Like, what, are you going to go in this direction? Are you going to go in that direction? And you're like, oh, like, you know, I've thought about this one and I haven't really made a decision yet. And then it's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, well, well, there's the cons and pros to this side and this side, but, like, there's pros and cons to everything, and you're like, yeah, I know, I just gotta figure it out for myself, and I'm like, okay. But I'm like, I'll wait. She's working it out. I'm just, when she's ready to talk about it again, I'll be here. I know she'll open up when she's ready.
We'll get ready. The faucet is turned on. You're gonna get it all. You're like, stop fucking talking.
All right. And I would never say that.
I know.
Like, bitch, we spend 6 hours a day every week together on top of 3 hours during our meetings. What answer of mine made you light up?
That one. The one we just did.
Okay, fair. Totally fair.
What do you think I fear the most?
What do I think you fear the most? Being truly alone. In another country, being totally alone would not bother you? Okay.
This goes back to the personal problem one.
Right.
But, like, I've never feared being alone. I actually really enjoy it. Like,
right, I know. That's why I said totally alone.
Like, I could just live off in the woods, but, like, I always picture, like, owning my own farm and just having, like, animals and shit and just, like, going about my day, not even needing to talk to anybody, or, like, Gilmore Girls, small town. But, like, I could just travel to another country and not even think about being necessarily alone. I think it's all, like I said, all the stuff that tethers me to the other places that is what kind of, like, what I feel like ties me down, because it's that emotional connection. I think what I fear the most, honestly, is, like, failing to live my life to what I hope it is.
But you do realize you get to make that decision, correct?
Yeah, but I gotta live up to my own expectations on it.
Don't set them too high, because otherwise you won't enjoy it.
I don't even have, like, it's so hard to explain, because, like, I don't necessarily have any, like, hard expectations around my life, but, like, I know the core values is, like, I want to be happy and, like, really passionately living my life for, like, 100% me. That is the life I want to leave. But at the same time, it's like, but what if I don't get to that point? Or what if something happens where then that changes and it's not possible?
It's always possible. There's just obstacles in the way that you have to kind of maneuver your way through.
Yes, but for a life of having a lot of obstacles, like a smooth sailing, if I were to have a smooth sailing and, like, eventually achieve that life, I would, like, kind of disappoint myself.
If it was smooth sailing?
If it wasn't. Like, if I lived the rest of my life going and dealing with all the obstacles.
Maybe that's life.
I know.
Obstacles are part of that.
Hey, you asked me what I fear.
I know.
It's definitely, it's me fearing that I won't live up to what I hope my life is.
That's a fair answer.
Yeah.
That's a fair answer.
I got plenty more lives to live before, in case I don't, but, like, still. Also, just, like, finding, like, your own, like, life's purpose.
Yeah, that's huge. And it's so
hard.
And I
definitely think it's way bigger than just this life.
Yeah.
Because I do believe in reincarnation, for anyone that doesn't, like, hasn't listened in before. But, like, what is the ultimate, like, I know the stuff outside of me and the planet and everything else. So, like, what is my ultimate life purpose? And that shit haunts me.
Hmm. That's fair.
There you go. There's some insight. Boss it on!
Whoop whoop! The train is leaving the station! Guess what we have here?
A wild card!
We do. It says give each other nicknames.
Cast your shortened name?
Right.
I don't think you actually give me a nickname.
I sometimes call you Liz, but not very often.
Yeah, and I also, for anyone listening, that is not for you, anyone else, to be using. It's like a very personal feeling.
Yeah, right. I think that's also why I don't use it that much.
Oh, you can use it.
I know you can. I know I can. That's why sometimes I use it. But, like, I think I just usually call you, like, hey, babe, darling.
I was going to say, I think, like, we have those are the types of nicknames we use.
Right.
Is it just, like pet names?
Do we want to do a different one?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, that doesn't feel sufficient. Not for level 3. Okay. In one word, how would you describe our conversation?
We've had this card before.
We have had this card before, so I would like you to challenge yourself to think of a new word.
What did I say last time? Deep, intellectual.
Yeah, we had a whole lot of answers like that.
I would say connected or safe. Vulnerable.
I was like, is she going to use the word of the week right now, this bitch?
Yes, I am, because I love what we've been able to build for our, like, relationship, and it's just only gotten better with time. Like, we haven't even had, like, really an argument ever. but, like, it's just always been such a safe space between us, and that's why, like, I think I could just say the stupidest shit that comes to my mind and just totally tell you, and you won't even be, you'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I literally, like, won't even be fazed.
Why are you even thinking about that? You just, like, jump on my track and you're like, why does mayonnaise smell like that? Like what? Yeah,
like, yup. I can picture us taking a break from the podcast weeks ago to go down there, and you were like, so I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm like, what about? And you were like, and I was like, and you were like, yeah, right? And I was like, you just blew my fucking mind. I need a minute.
That's what I'm saying. I was literally just talking to you earlier before the episode started about, like, how I was thinking about if I was to narrate my own thoughts to somebody else and how fucking weird they'd be because I'm kind of, like, germophobic. And I was, like, in the fridge the other day, like, putting my groceries away, and there was yogurt on the side. And I was like, oh, my God, yogurt. Yogurt's milk. Milk curdles. Ugh. Curdly milk. Gross. And I'm like, you
I can't touch
it.
That.
Yeah. It's, like, just so stupid shit like that, and I just, like, love how it's just such an open, vulnerable space where I could just be, like, totally safe.
Yeah. Mine would have been radical candor. Because we have no problem just being absolutely brutally honest with each other, regardless of how the other one's going to react.
I really like that, too. I do occasionally, like, I'm like, well, do I think I'm actually hurt your feelings? And then I'm like, she tell me.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, there's not, even in this moment, I'm like, is there anything? I'm like, no.
Yeah, and I've said stuff that, like, rubs you the wrong way, and then I, like, you have told me, and then I'll find out, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, and that's, like, usually the conversation is, yeah, no, I didn't like the way you came across about that, and you were like, okay, sorry, how can I do better?
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, it's the open conversation.
I think it's because we have so many other things and, like, stuff going on in our lives and relationships that, like, we're trying to cultivate what we're looking for for other people.
Yeah.
And it's just a really great space to see come together.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, last one of level three, then we're final carding and we're getting the fuck out of this hot-ass bitch sauna.
Seriously.
Guess what it is?
A fucking wild card!
Alright, this is right down, but we're just gonna say it out loud. One thing that you want to let go of this year, read it out loud, then rip it up together. We can pretend.
Okay.
One thing you want to let go of this year.
My need to be in control. Yeah, like, when you were talking about the like, feeling tethered, I was like, wow. I'm like, if that doesn't speak to me at this moment right now. Because, like,
I don't want to go on a side thing, but, like, honestly, it's just, when you actually, when I put it into words to other people, I honestly feel like I sound ridiculously crazy or, like, a sociopath. Because, like, when I talk about being untethered, it's not, like, I don't feel like it's a burden or a bad thing, but at the same time, it kind of, like, weighs you down, because especially as an overthinker like myself, I'm constantly thinking about everything else, and I won't prioritize myself all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, you just, it doesn't ever stop. Like, you're constantly thinking about anything else that's tethered to you.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you just want to be like, snip, snip, bitch. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Blow away on your own boat.
Well, and that's why I know Tony Robbins, like, after every event, he has a shaman come in and literally, like, cut emotional ties that he's created every time he does a show.
That's
because it is so draining, and you connect with so many people. He has to have that, like, physical presence of someone cutting ties, like a cutting ties
so
ritual.
So you're telling
almost.
Me I need to either become a shaman or get one. I need to outsource for a shaman.
Baby, you know I'm gonna tell you outsource all the time. We like that shit. Outsource that bitch. Yeah, definitely. When you were talking about Untethered, and then I was listening to that podcast today, and I was very much like, I don't know if I could do that. Like, I don't know if I could uproot my family and move around the entire fucking world for the next whoever fucking knows how long without having, like, a space, like, a base, like, anything. A net. Like, it's the net. It's, like, a safety net. And I was, like, thinking about it because I'm thinking about moving out, and I'm very much like, I don't...
It's so awesome.
It's... I need to let go of the life that I'm living now to have the life that I want for myself, to give myself the space to genuinely figure out who I am. And that is fucking terrifying.
And that is heavy as shit.
Yeah. So I think that, for me, is why I'm very much like, I connected so well to your, like, Untethered rant, and I was like, oh, it's my so, God, bitch.
It's so interesting, though, because what you just explained is honestly, like, the opposite of my version of Untethered. Like, you're talking about, you know, being able to untether yourself from family that you've, like, really, like, surrounded yourself with and you're comfortable with to go and live, like, off on your own and, like, not have a base. But, like, my Untethered, I think because of, like, the past history that I've had, I, like, want to let go of that uncomfortable feeling around the family, the friends, like, whatever I've built, and actually, like, still let go and, like, move on and do my own thing, but, like, without feeling like it's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be, like, around the world doing my own thing. Like, I could totally live my life and not even, like, I would stay in contact with you, obviously. And, like, my few select support group, but, like, mm-hmm. I could just, like, ditch and, like, not even think twice about it.
Yeah.
But, like, those emotional tethers are what ties me down.
Yeah. Yeah, we're, like... We're both at a crossroad of Untethered, but in two different respects.
Yep. Let go and control this year. Wild. I'm definitely wilding out, so we're gonna let go all the control!
Alright, you ready for our final card?
Yes, let me pull it out.
I always forget what it is.
It's every single time. A message to each other.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, as the card says, each player writes a message to the other, fold and exchange, only open once you two have parted. Again, we do change the rules a bit, so we're not going to write it down, and we're not going to wait till we part.
Nope.
And we're just going to have a message to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to go first?
Yeah. Or do you want to go first?
I'm all ears.
I need a minute. Formulate all the words I need to say.
Sure thing. Is it arable?
Yeah. No, for sure. No, it's not. It's not bad. I think because that last question is resonating in my head, I would like to see you this year do a lot of uncomfortable things the rest of this year. One uncomfortable thing a month is what I think I would give advice to you about, is pick something that's going to be uncomfortable, whether alone or with a group of people or me or whoever, and do it. No holding back, no regrets. Just do it. And try not to plan too much of it. Only plan the event, not all the things around the event.
I think that's viable. I could definitely try that out.
Okay.
Give me my wingman.
Sure.
Wing woman.
I will bring your wing whatever. The wings on your back. Isn't that a song? Isn't that a song? Something like that. May the wings on your back to help you fly. That's not the beat, but I don't know what it is. Something like that. It's like some like
music interlude.
Yeah, it's some like old song about like being the wings on somebody's back. Okay.
Isn't it the wings beneath? Isn't it the wind beneath your wings?
Oh my God! Yeah, that's it.
I was like, I know what you're trying to say, but, like, it's not quite there and it's not formulated in my brain yet.
It's not right. Yeah.
Okay, so you'd like me to try something uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. One thing every month, whether with somebody, without somebody, whatever it is, I would give advice to you to do something uncomfortable one time per month.
Let's see. All right. Your turn. Mm. You gotta formulate.
Try not to make me cry, okay? We already did that once this season.
Well, keep it light. You kept it easy on me.
I did keep it easy. There's so many things you want to say, but it's just like making sure that they fit in the moment that you're in. Right?
It's like there's so much, and then like to come up, to just have one come to the surface, it doesn't float, and it has to flow into my brain. Mm. I have to see it, visualize it in my brain.
Yeah, I get it. That's why I was like, I have so many things I would give you advice about. So many. But like, I don't give unsolicited advice. I mean, I do. That's a fucking lie. I give unsolicited advice. But in this moment, I was like, that's the one that's really like front and center in the cerebral.
I think that I would like to see you try just being a little bougie.
I love you. Okay, in what respects?
I think it can go in any area that you see fit, but like, you are already such a planner and a scheduler, and you're talking about wanting to become like a little bit untethered and like lose that bit of control. And I think if you try just being bougie in whatever you do, whether that's like self-care and you just like go all out on your nails and your makeup or whatever, or if you want to go out all out and just like change anything and everything and just like go at it radically in a outlandish fucking manner.
It's wild that you fucking say that. Because I was just thinking the other day how much I want to throw out my entire wardrobe and only buy like 30 pieces and that be it. And then I look bougie and fancy all the fucking time and dressed for whatever occasion.
I'm reading Jocelyn's mind.
I literally had not said this to anyone. It was something where I'm like, I like keep seeing these really like aesthetic things and these like pretty things on Pinterest because like honestly, Instagram is like the fucking new TikTok and I can't stand to be on the app sometimes because it's just an inundation of videos. And sometimes I just want to look at pretty pictures. And I see these like the cute little racks and they have like a few things on them and then there's like a few pairs of shoes stacked next to it. And I was like, do I throw out my entire closet and just say, fuck it? Like, genuinely say, fuck it. It's yep. All gone.
The answer is yes, and to do it bougily.
And that's where I'm like, okay, I have to save money for that.
Yeah, I just, like, again, you're such a good, like, you plan, you have all of these tools in place. Like, I think you being bougie could really help you kind of, like, live in that tethered in a safer way. Mm. Like where it's not so crazy and out of this world where you get like nervous about it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And if you want help with the bougie style, you let me know.
I think too recently I've been feeling so tethered to things because I'm not traveling as much as I have been in the past. So I'm missing that huge aspect of my life and I am like, can I tell you, I'm looking for every event and any event to go to in any other fucking state besides this one. Like, I was like, oh, New York's having events. Oh, nope, don't want to go there. Been there before. New state. I was like, we can go to California. There's a bunch of events happening in California. And I was like, do I just buy, like, a $2,000 plane ticket right now and say, fuck it? YOLO that bitch? And I was like, I half want to.
As long as it's first class.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's bougie.
That is super bougie. So, yeah, like, there have been lots of things in my mind about being, like, the reasons why I've been so tethered lately, and it's because I've been trying to be good about my money and, like, pay off certain things and budget accordingly, but my untethered side and my very chaotic side is screaming to be let out from the inside, and I think she's going to need a moment.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, that we're in two different, like, very different spots in our lives right now, and like I'm really like leaning towards the chaotic side that I didn't get to have early mm-hmm. on, and like yours, you kind of like came from a little bit of chaos and now you've kind of like found that like calm and serenity, and I think that you now need to mesh the two.
Yeah,
and absolutely. So you need to like have all of the stuff that you've learned over these last few years, the calm, the meditation, all the tools that you have, and then like find a balance of that and like the just doing the outlandish fucking ho-ass shit and, like, being bougie. And then you mix that, and that's, like, you, 100%.
Yeah. And that's why I'm having the feeling and the needs to, like, move out, because I don't feel like I can do some of those outlandish, chaotic things in my current living situation. And even if I were to, like, move in with my spouse, I feel like I still would miss out on that opportunity to be my chaotic, neutral self by myself.
I think for somebody who hasn't lived alone, which is you, that I would recommend living alone.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm fully aware. I'm fully aware. Which is why I'm very much like, yeah. We have been talking in private about how much both of us are feeling a huge shift coming for both of us in our personal lives about, like, how things have felt almost, like, stagnant or too normal in a way.
Yeah, I think you put it best for me. Like, it really summed up what I was feeling. You were like, you've been saying you've been taking a very passive role in your own life, and you need to, like, throw that main character energy on it. And mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, oh, she's not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, like, start to main character that bitch. You deserve it. And you can do it. Yeah, and, like, for me, I've been choosing the, like, that girl aesthetic. I'm like, I want to be that girl with that. That's the that girl I want to be. I want to be that girl with that portion. I don't want to be all that girl. I was like, she looks like a whole ass hot mess, but I want to be that part of that girl. Like, I'm picking out the characteristics of, like, things that I find very main character, and I'm, like, pulling them in and being like, that feels real main character. That feels main character.
Yeah.
And trying to mesh them together.
It's so hard. Like, I feel like what I thought was main character energy, like, has evolved.
Very much.
And now
same.
I'm at a way different point of, like, what I think main character is for myself. Because at one point I was like, oh, I'm so main character. Like, I'm just, like, living my best life. I, like, not worried about what people think about me. Like, I'm nurturing my relationships. Like, I'm doing everything that a main character would do. But, like, now it's like, yeah, but am I actually the main character? Like, am I doing things that I want to do for the reasons for me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, yes, but no.
It's lacking in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the passive was a perfect word to describe it.
Yeah.
Because I do live, like, for me to an extent, but it's also, like, not fully for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's gonna change fully, because honestly, I do live for people. I think it's, like, one of my strongest suits, is I love to nurture, support, and care for other people.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
It's human nature, too.
Yeah.
It's 100% human nature. Like, we do those things because we have those tribal instincts of making sure to take care of each other, because that's survival. Like, that's all we've known, and, like, that's important.
Yeah, and it was also, like, it's also the conditioned response, too.
Absolutely. And that takes years to unlearn.
Agreed.
All right.
Ready to take us out? I think this has been a great episode, as per usual. All the vulnerability. Really opened up and very candid with each other. And I just, like I said, really love these episodes. You just, like, get to know the little facets of people you don't normally see.
Yeah, which is why I think this game is a great game. And I think, too, at some point we should play twosome. That has more, not so deep, it has more of, like, things like foods. Who would eat this food? Who would eat that? Or who would do this? Who would do that? Like, it has more of those almost surface level, but still a chance to get to know each other differently than we, I feel like we do.
Maybe we'll do twosomes on Dive In Deep 4. Tease that shit. Alright, I'm taking us out. Follow, rate, like, and subscribe. You can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at tabletalks.podcast. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And go out there, be fucking vulnerable, and share something new.